Hello and welcome to Father to Son, a testament to the leverage imparted by one father over his son's spare time in return for paying his tuition. I'm Gary, she's Barb.
And this is Moira and Claire.
Hey, you're not usually someone I'd be into. Hey, I'm not usually this forward, but hey, when I'm talking to you, I feel like you hear me so clearly. Keep texting you, hey, push my work aside to see just how you're feeling. Hey, we've been talking for 2 hours now. Hey, but if I fail my test, at least I know you're okay. Keep texting you when you're off at noon, heading out to school. As I clean my room, I keep texting you when you're off at two. When I'm in a mood, I keep texting you. I keep texting my name, typed out in your message, some flutter. I keep texting you my name, typed out in your message, a simple thing, but yet it makes my heart flutter, and that's the reason I'll keep texting you.
You're listening to Father to Son on CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7 FM, Kitchener Waterloo's best independent music show. We play 100% indie and Canadian all the time. Barb, it's hard to believe this is our 6th indie show.
Wow. Yeah.
What'd you think of that song?
I love their voices together. It's just a great combination.
I get the feeling like they've been singing together their entire lives.
Yeah, it seems. I bet you they have.
Being sisters and all.
Yeah.
Did you catch the reference to the title of the album? In that song, she's talking about texting, which is kind of cool because it's a very current topic.
Yeah, I'm usually not this forward, but...
Yeah, yeah. And they say that in that song. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool. They kind of toss that in there, kind of tying everything in together.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
That's what we like to do.
Yeah.
This week, music-wise, we're going to hear from some old friends and some new ones. But you have... Mm-hmm. An announcement.
I do.
DJ Carmelo is host of Street Hop every Thursday here on CKMS at 10 p.m.
Yeah, he has a hip-hop event fundraiser, and it's to crush cancer. It happens on Sunday, April 9th at Ouroboros Sports Lounge. The doors open at 7 p.m., and they plan to be doing a live-to-air.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's always cool. And just DJ Carmelo is one of our guys who does a lot of outreach for the station. Mm-hmm. And he's done other fundraisers and events. And we just want to, I'd like to personally actually give him credit for the effort that he puts into that. Mm-hmm. And listen to his show 10 p.m.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to hear from a really great band who are playing coming up in Cambridge, and we're going to talk about that right after we hear the song. This is Flowering Rush by Zuffalo.
Away the pain you've spilled.
That song really takes you to another place.
Yeah, it's awesome, eh?
It's quite the arrangement, quite the extravagant arrangement. Zuffalo from the album Bird Brain from the year 2021, excuse me. And they are based out of Toronto. And it should be no surprise to you then that they are playing at the Cameron House in Toronto at 408 Queen Street West. Great place to see a band like Zuffalo. And that's next Friday, March 17th. Isn't that, that's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that right? is. That
that's
is.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Go down and enjoy a green beer down at the Cameron House, 408 Queen Street West in Toronto. And we're going to be talking about this show a lot more, but I'll just briefly talk about it now. April 29th, they're coming to our vicinity to Cambridge. And they're going to be playing at Rhythm and Brews, so you don't want to miss that show. But we're going to talk more about that one later on. Let's just get down to the Cameron House for now. Okay, so we're going to keep moving on because we have a lot of songs to play. We may have bitten off a little more than we could chew today, song-wise. So we're going to keep moving on, and we're going to hear, Barb, why don't you introduce this one?
It is Quiet Lives by The Disheveled.
We'll be right back.
There's a bit of a clearing at the edge of the parkway where we sit and watch the wheat blow and it shone like gold. And I can't remember the words that were whispered when the night would come creeping and swallow us whole. Friend, which way will we run when the sun won't come out anymore? When the steel and the stations and the smoke from the foundry rolled into town, I was a long way from home. Now the branches lie broken and the soot it has blackened the clothes on the line and the grass and the stones. Friend, which way will we run when the sun won't come out anymore? Uptown there's a diner where the coffee costs a dollar. I can sit all evening and stare at the wall. And I know that you're weary and you feel kind of broken. If you listen real hard, you can still hear the call. Friend, which way will we run when the sun won't come out anymore?
What we've been told. So what are your options when you're far from the fold?
How would you like to become a CKMS DJ? Well, just go to the CKMS website at radiowaterloo.ca, click on Start Your Own Show, and begin to meet all kinds of nice people and have an opportunity to share your voice with the community, just like Barb's about to do right now.
Mm-hmm. What you just heard was Christian in the Coliseum, and the artist is Jeff Brett, off his album Algorithm. He's from the Kitchener area, and he told us that when he was 14 years old, he bought his first classical guitar, and he started writing songs, and he couldn't stop. And he's still writing songs, and he can't stop. But it's great. He says it's great fun.
Which is evidenced by the fact that he sent us 32 CDs.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but yeah. I think it was four or five.
It was cool to receive those. And yeah, it was, thank you, Jeff.
Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate it very much. It's very generous, and we will continue to play your music because we think it's great. And I just love that blistering guitar solo at the end of that song.
Awesome,
that was
eh?
So cool.
Yeah.
Unexpected, you know. Yeah. It's like...
It's great.
Yeah. Really like that stuff. Keep it up. Keep up the good work, Jeff, Brett. And before that, we heard a couple of, what would you say, friends, I guess.
I guess, yes.
Because, let's
we
just...
We heard When the Sun Won't Come by Jake Ian.
Okay. And that's from the album Everything Has Holes.
Mm-hmm.
And you've...
And then very first song we heard in that set was Quiet Lives by... The Shoveled, not Disheveled.
Not Disheveled.
I apologize. You know, let's face it, I'm an idiot sometimes, so I'm sorry about that, guys. It's The Shoveled.
So,
the artist.
So Paul Schmold writes for, is a key songwriter for The Shoveled.
Right.
And he tells me that that song took him almost 2 decades to write.
Wow.
And he goes on to say that I think I had some of those riffs simmering back in the back or on the back burner since 2004. And that's the way it happens sometimes. You know, mm-hmm. you come up with a cool riff, but you just don't have a place for it yet.
Right. Right.
And not that I'm a songwriter or anything, but I've read, you know, about
the process.
I've read mm-hmm. about other artists and, you know, their experiences writing songs, and that's not uncommon. Oh, and the one thing that I always bring up, and I think I brought this up on Father to Son before, was if you ever have an idea, make sure you write it down right away, immediately.
Yes.
Like even if it's 2 a.m,
mm-hmm.
because almost guaranteed you're going to forget that idea. or you're like me, you don't forget about it completely, but it's even worse.
Yeah.
You know you had an idea, but you can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And don't just, and that doesn't mean just go tell somebody, hey, here's my idea, remember this. No, write it down, because otherwise it might be a missed opportunity,
mm-hmm.
a missed
mm-hmm.
opportunity. So, but well, we were talking about writing songs, and that's what popped into my head when we were talking about that. But the other thing, the connection, there's
right,
a tie-in, there's
yes.
a connection between Jake Ian and The Shoveled. And I knew about it, but of course, Paul reiterated the fact that Jake Ian also plays guitar for The Shoveled when they do mm-hmm. live performances, and he is the recording engineer and producer for their album. How cool is that?
That is cool.
To
yeah.
have a relationship like that mm-hmm. going on. And extremely talented people from our friends out in the West,
mm-hmm.
and never... I have been out to Alberta, but it was when I was very, very young, so I wasn't able to appreciate it.
Right.
But I would love to go out there someday. I think, judging by the communication that I've had with the people so far, and that includes a young lady that we're about to play, two young ladies that were, this is like almost like the Alberta show today,
yeah.
You know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
No offense to our Ontario friends, but this is almost like the Alberta show today. But I was just about to say that from the communications I've had with the people out West,
mm-hmm.
man, just the best, the friendliest, and the most communicative of all the people I've ever met. It's unbelievable. So keep up the great work. Okay, Barb, we have to move on. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time and we won't hear from our Alberta friends. And then maybe they won't be so nice anymore.
let's play a song.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
We're going to play Wales.
Wales?
And the artist is Church of Trees.
Okay, and I want to talk about this song a little bit after.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was Shamu on lead vocals. Song's called Whales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great. I love that.
Very haunting ambient track by Church of Trees.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tribute to Paul Watson. And Paul Watson, one of the founders of the, let's see if I can say this tongue twister, Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, which preserves ecosystems and vulnerable populations, such as whales. You know why I chose that song?
Why?
Because I've been reading and seeing and hearing a lot about how whales have been mistreated over the years. And, you know, we grew up as kids. We grew up every summer. We were watching TV and what came on, Marineland and Game mm-hmm. Farm, da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Niagara Falls, Ontario, da 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 da, and it just, you know, what a great time, get to go see the whales and the, but really, in reality, that is a very, very, very sad, sad thing that had occurred for years and years, the abuse of whales. And if you've ever seen them capture those whales and what they go through to put them into those tanks, like those whales don't want to be in there, man. They mm-hmm. do not want to mm-hmm. be in there. And more to the point, and I don't know if you know this or not, but SeaWorld does no place any longer mm-hmm. does any whale shows.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they don't, SeaWorld, and I assume this goes across the board, SeaWorld does no longer breed whales in captivity since 2010 when Tilikum, the killer whale, killed, well, I guess we could say it was involved in the death of his trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically grabbed her ponytail, dragged her to the bottom of the pool, got her in his jaws, and kept her under there for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. They eventually he would not give up the body. Eventually, they brought him to one of those pools, a pool where they could raise the floor so that he's eventually not in the water anymore and he has to give up, right?
Right, right,
He has to surrender. And she was, like, mangled. Well, obviously, it's a killer whale, for God's sakes. But that's kind of the reason that I chose that song, was just because of, you know, all the stories that are available for you to see about the abuse
mm-hmm.
of mm-hmm. the killer whale, which is the highest apex mammal living on Earth, like in the water. You know, there literally no enemy to that animal in the water. Except, obviously, man.
Right.
And once they're in captivity, they can't let them out anymore. They wouldn't survive. You know, they wouldn't survive. And there's been all kinds of plans to, you know, to incorporate them. You know, like people have had ideas about building around islands, like building cages and stuff so that they're in the water, but they can't actually go out, so it's kind of a better than being in captivity, but still kind of being in captivity.
Yeah,
but you know, but eventually, as long as they don't breed killer whales, eventually they won't have any more in captivity.
And mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that goes for the belugas too, the belugas. So yeah, lots of abuse went on, and we all. I shouldn't say we all, but many of us went to those shows mm-hmm. and thought it was just great and kind of regret it now.
Yes, yes.
So that's why I chose that song. But thanks a lot, Bernard, for writing that song. And, you know, that's a really cool song. Anyway, that was Church of Trees, and they are playing at the Rainbow Bistro Wednesday, April 12th, 76 Murray Street in Ottawa. And they're actually opening for Universal Honey from Saskatchewan, the band that has two former members of The Pursuit of Happiness. Mm-hmm. And if I recall, there was only three members in that band, wasn't there? So
I think
two out of three ain't bad. Isn't that how the saying goes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Barb, what are we doing now?
Well,
I think we got...
We have two lovely ladies coming up.
Okay, but first we have to listen to this.
You've heard the best, now here's the rest.
Hey, it's time for
Barbie's Best.
All right, well, I chose two ladies from out west. The first one is Alex Ann, and the second is Kate Bletchinger. And the reason I chose them, vocally, I think they're exceptional. And these two selections are, they wrote them, the songs themselves, and I find the writing to be superb. And I'm hoping there's a record producer out there listening. And
calling Bob Ezrin.
They're very deserving to get a deal. I just love these two girls, so.
Okay, well, without further ado, let's listen to Alex Ann. And what is the name of this song, Barb?
New Obsession.
You like the words that I tell you when I whisper in your ear. And the world around us disappears. Oh, all we have is a moment. Stars hanging like a chandelier. But they got nothing on us all this time. All the nerves in me shatter like broken glass. How can I focus when you're touching me like that? And it's not typical, but critical that you love me like you'll never get another chance. Oh, 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 oh. You love me like you'll never. You love me like you'll never. You like the way that I tease you with that glimmer in my eyes. Bittersweet and burning fire. And all we have is each other. Oh, so electrified. And you got nothing on us all this time. I've been patiently waiting for you. Pacing and biting my lip. The way I always do when it feels right. My hands are tied. My new obsession and I. You think I would have learned my lesson by now. And all the nerves in me shatter. Typical, but critical that you love me like you'll never get another chance. Oh, 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 oh. You love me like you'll never. And I'll paint the world in happy colors. Oh, yeah, you set me on fire. Huh? And all I need is you, my
It's the Father to Son Independent Music Show on CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo, If you are an independent artist or band looking for some radio airplay, please contact me at gary@radiowaterloo.ca. Father to Son is dedicated to the success of independent musicians everywhere.
And this is Kate Bletchinger with Prairie Plains.
Across the prairie plains, come wild and free. I am swifter than the summer breeze. Open the floodgates to old memories. There's a wrinkle in time where we used to be.
There's a wrinkle in time where we used to be.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. That girl has a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really, you were commenting before on you can really hear the Joni Mitchell influence.
Mm-hmm.
Because in case nobody remembers, Kate Blechinger was in our cover show where she played a Joni Mitchell song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Both Sides, I believe. The song Both Sides.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
so yes.
She has a lovely voice, yes.
From the album Under a Dancing Sky, released in 2018, as mentioned before, from Calgary, moved from the prairies to Calgary. And that's why she identifies with Joni Mitchell, and that's why she wrote a song called Prairie Plains.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, Barb, we heard?
We heard New Obsession by Alex Ann.
Released in 2021, mm-hmm. and another great Western Canada artist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that brings us very close to the end of another show, and I'm very sad about that. But on behalf, before I give my final summary here,
yes.
You wanted to...
I want to announce DJ Carmelo's fundraiser. It's a hip-hop event, and it's to crush cancer. And it will be happening on Sunday, April 9th at Ouroboros Sports Lounge, and the doors open at 7 p.m. So please attend that and help, crush cancer,
Another great cause, mm-hmm. and another great fundraiser by our friend DJ Carmelo, who can be heard every Thursday for the hip-hop show.
Yep, at 10 p.m.
At 10 p.m. On behalf of the programmers and all of the hard-working volunteers who help to keep this great radio station on the air, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support, but most of all, thank you for your ongoing dedication to community, commercial, free, and I'm going to add independent radio. Just a reminder that Father to Son can be heard every Saturday at noon and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. just before Requiem for Rock, the smartest show on radio. And you know what I'm going to do here, Barb, before we to take us out of this show? I want to hear some more of that whale song because I thought that was a really touching story that I told about Tillicum the whale, and my heart goes out to those poor animals that were abused and can really continue to be abused. But at least the tide is turning on the killer whale story. So we're going to go out with whales from Church of Trees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Gary.
I'm Barb.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye bye.